Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Rami Aron Ratzi Sheyichyu. Chaya Chaya Fega Bas Michali Bas Basia. Fu Shleima, Matan Ben Sara. David Avram, Yosef Sin, Yom Yisar, Bnei Maris and Miriam. Mechita Bas Rav Chaim Tzvi, Bechot Tzecha Latzeha. And the Nishma Asim Ratzes of Bas Pshmua, Ratzchan Rav Tzilam Ratzel Ha'ash of Meir Zev. And the Siyata Dishmaya, we completed, Klal Yisrael completed Sefer Bamidbar. Now we begin Sefer Dvarim. It's a great simcha, even though it's the 9 days, but it's a mutter to be samech that you're learning Torah, growing in Torah, advancing in Torah. It's the idea of a siyum. It's permitted during the 9 days. So let's get to it. אלה הדברים אשר דיבר משה אל כל ישראל בעבר הירדן במדבר מערבה מול סוף בין פרן ובין תופל ולבן בחצרות ודי זהב. So the pasuk begins, Sefer begins. These are the words that Moshe spoke to all the Jewish people on the other side of the Jordan, the Transjordan, in the Midbar, in the Arava. Opposite Suf. In the Arava, opposite Suf, between Paran and Tophel, and Lavan, and Chatzeros, and Dizahav. So, just presenting a series of questions, as is our Derech, in our Liman HaChumash, Al Pitaris Rainer Rabbeinu Zetzal, Agoyin Reb David. So, Or Chaim HaKadosh, I just saw on Shul on Shabbos, they always coming out with new editions of the Or Chaim HaKadosh, which is just unbelievable. So now they came out with a sort of like an art scroll type Or Chaim with a commentary incorporated into the words, just like a running commentary. You know, in bold they have the words of the Or Chaim HaKadosh, and then in regular print they have the commentary and interpretation. So it's just another phenomenal addition to the Jewish library, to understanding the Or Chaim HaKadosh. We also already have the Or Chaim HaMavuar, which has just the text, the Or Chaim, and then a lot of notes in the bottom explaining it. So that's also an amazing help. And then they have the Rav Korngut edition, a lot of notes and commentaries and analysis, and so much more in the Or Chaim. Kopanim, it says, Eile b'ol ma'ides ha'koidem v'shenem rasher diber Moshe shem diber atzmai shekol ha'sefer toichoch ha'smusur hem mi'moshe lo'ever pi Hashem. That the Eile is coming to exclude what it said before. It doesn't say Ve'Eile, it says Eile. These are the words it's coming to exclude before. Because it says, Asher Dibir Moshe. That Moshe spoke. So this is Divrei Moshe Atzmo. Because the whole Sefer is Doch Techachas Musar from Moshe Rabbeini. To those who are transgressing the words of Hashem. And therefore it says, Eilad Ram, these are the words that Moshe spoke. From until now it's the word of God. And now it's the words of Moses. It's Moshe giving Musar, which I absolutely love. It's the notion of Moshe Rabbeinu giving Musar to the Jewish people. Wow. I mean, if there's anybody I want to hear Musar from, it's Moshe Rabbeinu. He's the top. So the Amru Klalos in Mishneh Torah, Moshe Mipi Atzmai Amon. The Klalos in Mishneh Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu himself said. So Mishneh Torah, Dvarim Sefer Dvarim, is Moshe speaking. So these are the words Dafka Moshe. Biz Yetzt, until now, it's been Hashem. V'filo Mashem Chazar Upira Yishma Amore Hashem Akoidmen Lenitzdav Alaskos Kein Elami Atzmai Chazar HaDvarim. Zemar Eila Advarim Perish Eil Levad Him Advarim Shadiber Moshe Atzma. Avokola Koidim Ba'arba Chum Shetora That's why it says these are the words, these alone are the words that Moshe spoke. But everything earlier in the first four books of Moses, he didn't even say one letter on its own. Adkan, by the way, in contemporary life, if one goes online, one sees that the divinity of the Torah is undergoing an onslaught. Because obviously until now in the academia and the like, they didn't believe in Torah min Hashamayim. But because of the proliferation of the internet, so just see how many people, even a lot of times people with yarmulkes on their heads, and they don't believe in the divinity of the Torah, Rachmana Litzlan, one of the Yidkim Alikrim. I saw one, I was watching a class on biblical criticism, and it was given on behalf of a yeshiva. And a 50s yeshiva, and the guy giving it was wearing a yarmulke. An Israeli yeshiva, from Israeli yeshiva. And the guy was Mamish Kofer. So I asked the Rosh Yeshiva, I'm like, is this what you believe? He said, no. It's not what we believe. It doesn't represent our yeshiva. I'll call upon him. So you have any yeshiva that people are teaching that the Torah was written by a bunch of guys? Anyway, the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says that until now, the first four books are only Moshe, are only Hashem, only Hashem. And the fifth book now is Moshe. Eila Dvar Moshe Dibar Moshe. And you see this when the Gemara says that the Klalos in Mishneh Torah and Sefer Dvar and Parshas Kisavo were said by Moshe Mipi Atzmai Amoran. He said that on his own. He understands this Kipshuta. It wasn't commanded by Hashem when Moshe Rabbeinu repeats mitzvahs in Sefer Dvarim. It wasn't commanded by Hashem. Did it on his own. And this is very Tamua. This is already asked by the Abarbanel in his Akdama to Sefer Dvarim. So how does the Sefer that Moshe Rabbeinu write come together in the same scroll as the first four books, which are the Word of God? So Davar Zal Me'od. Zarumuzar. Another kasha is from the Gemara in Sanhedrin 99a. Even if a person says that Kol HaTorah is min Hashamayim, except for one pasuk that God didn't say, that Moshe Rabbeinu said, so then that's very, very chamor. That's Kidvar Hashem Boza. It's disgracing the word of God. And here, Chaim is saying that the whole Sefer Dvarim is for Moshe. Not one pasuk, the whole thing. On the other hand, we see the Hedge in the Gemara and Megillah, the Klal in Mishneh Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu said on his own. And that's why the Lashon of the Klal in Mishneh Torah is Yakecha Hashem, etc. Not like the Klal in Torah's Kohanim. It says V'nasati, V'fkarati, V'shalachti. It's God doing. God talking. But in Mishneh Torah, it's Moshe talking. He's talking about Hashem. See also in the Sugya that for that reason, ain't poskim b'kolosh Mishneh Torah, you don't stop in the middle. In Torah's Kehanim. You stop in the middle of the kolosh of Mishneh Torah, meaning in the kolosh of the Chukaisa, you can't stop. But in Mishneh Torah, you can. So we have that, it's true, Kepashta. Mishneh Torah, Moshe Hashem didn't say, Moshe Rabbeinu said, that's why it says Yakecha Hashem. Also Rashi in Parshas Kisavo writes that the Kol Shem Mishneh Torah are more Kol than the Kol Torah's Kohanim. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was more Meikle, was more lenient, because he himself said that. So it's Mamish Divrei Moshe. And what are we going to do about the fact that if you say one pasuk is not from Hashem, the person's mevazi the Torah, he's an apikoros. If it's true that he said Mishneh Torah, the klalos of Mishneh Torah means that the whole thing, at least the klalos, weren't from Moshe, weren't from Hashem, they were from Moshe. It's against the Gemara. And how do the words of Moshe come into this Divrei Elohim Chaim, come into the Sefer Torah? Beikar Sugi b'Megillah, that Abayi says that even though you're not stopping in the Klalos of Torah's Kohanim, but you're allowed to stop in the Klalos of Mishneh Torah, because Moshe Rabbeinu said on his own. L'chor, it's hard to understand, because there are two reasons in the Gemara given why you don't stop when you read the Klalos. One is because it says Musar Hashem b'ni al timas, don't despise my Musar, so don't stop in the middle, read through. Or because they don't mourn bracha ala peronis. Or because you don't say a blessing on disaster. So from it says that my children shouldn't be cursed and I'm blessed. So therefore, if you stop in the middle, you're going to make a bracha on disaster. Don't do that. The children should be cursed and the father blessed. Ayin sham betoisis di ramaswa en afsikin. This is in Gemara and Megillah, Namad Aleph and Beis, look there in Tosfos. So now Bishlam, according to the first reason, we can say Musar Hashem b'ni al timas. Yeah. It's only if it's Musar Hashem, not Musar Moshe. So therefore, don't stop in the Klalos of Torah's Kohanim, because Musar Hashem b'ni al timas. The Klalos of Mishneh Torah, you're allowed to stop, because that's not the Musar Hashem. But according to the Lishna Basra, that the reason is you don't make a bracha on Peronis. Hard to understand. Mali Mamra Moshe mi piatzim o piagvura. Akopanim vade Peronis habit. They don't bracha on Peronis. What does it matter? Moshe said it. God said it. It's a bracha on Peronis. You don't make a bracha on Peronis. So how come you don't make a bracha on the klalos? Why do you stop in the Klalos of Mishneh Torah and then make a bracha on it? I ain't on bracha ala Peronis. Who cares that Moshe said it? It's Peronis. You know how to make a bracha. We also have to understand what the Mizrachi asks in Pascal, Sechachem, Rashi says, Eilat Vareim Adiri Tochachas. And it says in Pasukim, V'yib Rabbam Shana Vashle Yisrael Asha Achodesh. Bechal Achodesh Dibra Moshe B'nei Yisrael Chol Shal Tziv Hashem Lusu Aleyem. What does it mean when it says it was in the 40th year in the 11th month? In the first month, Moshe spoke to Jewish people. Everything God told him, hey, he said it on his own. So make it taste that God told him to say this. He said it on his own. This is the rebuke, like Rashi says, that Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Jewish people, and then it says Vayikra it's Hashem. So which one is it? So we have to understand. So it appears follows that the Torah preceded the world 974 generations, like we see in Shabbos 85b. In other words, it's an inyan atzmi; it has no shaychus to ma'isa, purely speaking. Torah is abstract, Torah is beyond Maisim. Never the Malachim said, give us the Torah. Shabbos Peches, look in the Hakdam, the Rambam of the Perish HaTorah. Because the Torah also has a level that doesn't apply to our world. And it also makes sense, because Hashem is one with the Torah. It's not Talui in people. To know whether it's something Mutar or Aser. Just from that mitzvah of Torah come chiyuve mitzvahs. That's not the acre of Torah. But for this reason, there's a mitzvah of lima Torah independently, not just the hechatimsi, because it means to keep mitzvahs. And the other is a mitzvah of Torah to keep mitzvahs, lomar amas lasos. So there are two inyanim. There's the Torah be'etzem, and then there's the Torah in order to know what to do. Now it appears that the Ramban writes the Akdamas HaSefer that Sefer Dvarim is primarily explaining the mitzvahs, what they're going to need to do when they come to Eretz Yisrael. And there's another warning here in order to make sure that they are careful, in order to explain better what the mitzvah is. There's also rebuke, admonishment, reminding them of their sin. Hashem's anagav mitzharachamim. In order that the Jewish people don't do sin again. You see, God's a merciful God, but we still get punished when we sin. It says in the Medrash, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give to Moshe it says Amar Reb Sima B'Shah Shomel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Yishna HaTorah Lo'ayam Avakish Lo'chicha Na'amat Sha'asa. כך אמר משה, בשביל שאמרתי להם שמונה המוירים, ועטלתי שלי מתחת צידיהם, ועכשיו נבא לו אחיך, אמר לה, הקדוש ברוך הוא. So Hashem says to Moshe, I have the Torah here, and that means you have to rebuke them. And Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to rebuke them. Medrash gives a mashal that there was a Talmud who was going with his master, with his Rebbe, and he saw a coal. He thought it was a beautiful stone. He took it and he was burned. And then he was going with his master and he saw a beautiful stone. He thought it was a coal. And he was afraid to touch it. And his master said, no, it's a good stone, take it. So to Moshe said, I told him, Shimon Amori, I took my own from under their hand. Now I'm coming to rebuke them. Don't be afraid. Yeah, rebuke them. Don't worry about the fact that you yourself were burned. And rebuke them. Don't worry about that you yourself stumbled. And rebuke them. So we see in the Medrash, the very fact that Moshe is learning the Torah, Yishna B'Torah, that includes that he has to give them Tochacha. And therefore, we need a reason why Moshe didn't want to be Mochiach them. So what is the fact that he's learning the Torah, Shiyishna Torah, connect with the fact that he has to rebuke them? But why can't he learn Torah without rebukes? You see, part of parts of the Torah is rebuke. Like the Ramban says, that the Torah is in order to be shown with the Azharis. That's Memele Machayev Tochacha. So Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to rebuke them because he had all that sin. He also said Shimon Amori. So like he was burned by it the same, he was also burned. He also took the stone and was burned. So he didn't want to be the one rebuking. So maybe now we can say that the first four books were given the Torah b'fnei atzma. It's an independent Torah, even without doing. Mishnah Torah is primarily for doing. That's why Torah repeats various hasharos and it expands upon them, because Sefer Dvarim is all about doing. We have the mitzvah of Lima Torah per se, and then the mitzvah of Torah Nas Lasses. So Sefer Dvarim is primarily Amanas Lasses. As it is seen, the first three, four books, and the fifth. First four books are primarily to learn, obviously to do also. But they also have a Torah b'fnei atzma of just learning. And the fifth book is primarily to do. And so we repeat certain things, things that apply to going into Eretz Yisrael, things that need extra Azharas, things that need more explanation. So Mitzvah Shem, in the next year we will continue further, and I thank you for listening.